This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for joining us this morning here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A big question a lot of people are asking, can I be replaced by AI in the workplace? James Atkinson is Vice President of Thought Leadership at SHRM, the Society for HR Management, the world's largest HR professional membership association.
Yeah, well, this has been such a big question that people have had across the last couple of years. And I think that general interest slash anxiety has risen to high levels. We know from our own research, just looking at how workers are thinking about AI, a lot are concerned that AI might replace their jobs. They're reading headlines saying that, you know, huge unemployment is on the horizon due to this new technology. So there certainly is a lot of there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of conversation around this topic. And one of the reasons why we really wanted to focus in on this was so that we could put some data behind it and really try to separate some of the possible hype from the reality of how these this technology may play out.
Let's dig into some of the research that you've done, because I see that you have actually looked at what maybe some of those concerns and barriers are. What did you find out?
Yeah, so with our research, we surveyed more than 20,000 U.S. workers and really wanted to understand what's happening in their jobs. How is AI playing out on a task level in their jobs? And so we asked them, you know, what percentage of your job is being done already through some sort of automation? We use automation as a broad term, AI being a key part of that. We also asked them how they're using generative AI specifically. And then we asked them questions around whether or not there might be some non-technical barriers to job displacement. So we always are thinking about how's the technology improving and what's the capability of the technology itself. But the reality is that some jobs are less likely to be displaced by technology because of these non-technical barriers, things like client preferences. A classic example of when I walk on a plane, I'm comforted by seeing a pilot in the front, but that plane can pretty much take off and land all by itself without a human up there. But none of us are excited about getting on a plane without that human there. And so that's a great example of kind of one of those non-technical barriers for client preferences. There's legal regulatory barriers. There's also just cost effectiveness considerations that may keep jobs safer than the technology itself may suggest.
And I guess we've always had advances that have shifted people's jobs and maybe displaced some people. So how do we look at maybe embracing this and, you know, growing through it and progressing or transforming in our jobs?
I think that's a really great point, in that this is another kind of big technological transformation. One of the things that maybe makes this one feel a little bit different is just the pace at which this technology was adopted and is being adopted. So if we think back to the advent of email, it took several years to get a million users on email. I think what that means for folks is that, you know, this is happening so quickly that they're just trying to figure out what it all means for their jobs. Now, what we do see is, though, that even though our research suggests that there's around 6% of U.S. employment, or around 9 million jobs, that are at the highest risk of displacement, what that means is that for the vast majority of jobs, this technology is really about transformation of those jobs. The jobs are going to evolve. And so employees need to understand how that might change their current jobs and embrace this new kind of technological change in order to keep pace.
As an employee, let's say I'm concerned that my job may be phased out, but I have fantastic skills of organizing tasks, communicating, writing. Should I be working on ways on my own with learning some of these AI platforms, or what's the best use of my time to showcase those skills so that I can still be marketable?
Well, I think there's a couple of things to do. One is think about those sets of skills that might be important either in your job or the job that you're wanting to do. And if they are those technical type skills, again, something like using a generative AI tool is going to become a lot like using, an office suite moving forward. You need to make sure that you're able to leverage that in kind of the baseline sets of skills. But I will also say that one of the things that we've seen in some of our other research is this strong desire, especially in entry-level roles, to ensure that people have more of the human skills as well. And so things like communication, things like being able to, organize your thoughts and be creative, solve problems. People should ensure that they are honing in on those skills as well, because those are the types of skills that, when combined with the technology skills, really make you a very kind of viable and attractive candidate for any job.
That's James Atkinson, Vice President of Thought Leadership at SHRM, the Society for HR Management.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.